Like they bleep it out. You know, it's ridiculous.
Exactly. Let's play some more of the new album. You have what is this? Some behind the scenes. Just
actually,
kind of recording.
We put a mic in our session, and it's just real raw. This is how it sounds when you just put one mic in a room while you're playing. So it's just sort of us jamming. There's no vocals or anything.
Just noodling around.
Just got a little intro going right here.
Do you have this song words for it yet or anything?
Kind of. I don't want to do them right now. The words come in right here.
Okay. A little taste of what the new Limp Bizkit is going to be like.
Just a little something. So, of course, I'll be, doing something here. What would you sing right here?
What would I sing right here? Yeah. I don't think we want to answer that
question. Pick the groove, man. Come on.
No. I would sing something about chocolate starfish.
Okay. Then what you do right here, you just break it down. And you go. Did you feel that first verse? Well, I hope you did, because here comes the second verse. And you just set it up like that, you know, it's just like, okay, I get it.
Right. This sounds like an infomercial, how you two can write your own Limp Bizkit song.
Right. So right about this point is when you really need to be expressing your point and picking it up, because you know that it's coming. Here it comes. Are you ready? Boom!
Fred is telling us that he's shooting for a July 4th date. And what will the complete title of the album be if you have it your way, Fred?
I would say it's Chocolate Starfish and the Hot Dog Flavored Water.
Oh, they'll love that at Walmart. They'll be crazy about that at the Walmart.
I'm telling you, it's like, that is the coolest name we could possibly. We thought of it the other night. We were going, Chocolate Starfish and the Hot Dog Flavored Water. We got the whole thing. Like at our show, we're going to have these, I can't even tell you, man. Should I?
No, it's up to you. It's up to you. You can keep it a secret.
Put it this way.
But you come back when you
start.
It's
all about hot dogs.
Okay. All about the
this
hot dogs.
This is a cool sounding vibe, though, right?
Absolutely.
It's sort of like.
It's a good groove.
It just lets you down. Then it's like back to like everybody giddy.
Hey, Fred, is there going to be a Family Values 2000?
I hope so. I would like to see, something this summer. I'd like to see Limp Bizkit, Korn, Rage Against the Machine, Deftones, Rough Riders, and Wu-Tang Clan do one big tour.
Damn. That would be a concert right there.
Well, I'm
everybody
putting it together.
Everybody would go home dead. Are you really? Are you working on it?
I'm putting it together. Wow. I'm like, I don't know why. I think all these bands, I think we all have separated ourselves enough, and we have our own identities at this time where... Where there's no egos, there's no competition. It's like if we took that tour out, I just can't imagine not wanting to just see that every single night,
man.
It's just like you got to work out. You got to work out a couple weeks before it comes. Do some cardio because it's like,
yeah, no kidding.
So anyway, this is just some demo stuff, and Limp Bizkit still sucks, as you can tell.
Sure. So I guess we'll see you again then next week at the Playboy Mansion.
You will, but check out this part right here. Okay, everybody out there copying the styles right now. We already got a trademark.
Now, do you have something like this on a CD because you take it in the car with you and drive around and come up with words while you're out there?
You got it exactly.
That's what it is, huh?
Well, what I do, I get the song. It's done.
You have a pad of paper in your car or something? How do you?
Well, I keep this little microphone, this little tape recorder, and I never pre-plan vocals for songs. I don't go, I got vocals. Okay, let's go make some music.
Right.
I just sort of feel it, and then one day that song will just spark. Maybe it's having that.